Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and as always, thank you so much for taking the time to join me this evening on At Home with Victoria. I cannot tell you how long I've been waiting for this show. The one and only, my good friend and role model and teacher and all that stuff, Jewel Green, is back with us tonight. And for those of you that don't know Jewel, she's the CEO and also the founder of Posh Couture. So if you're on Facebook, just go ahead and type Posh Girl Events, and that will bring you to her website. So that way you can kind of follow her and see what it is that she's doing. She's got a lot of different events that she has around the Washington, D.C. area that deals with fashion and jewelry, but also a lot of times when she does events, a portion of the proceeds will go to different charities. We did one a couple of months back, or actually, no, it was only a month back, or a party with a purpose, and some of the proceeds of that went to Haiti. So I'm just excited to have her. I was decided that I wanted to kick off basically a month special and just basically focus on shows dealing with women when it comes to exercise, fitness, eating healthy, family, kids, and all that good stuff and work. So Jewel is going to be joining me to talk about that. Jewel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for being here as always. I appreciate it.
Oh, I'm excited as always to talk to you. You know, we have a good time when we get together, and I just look forward to it over and over and over again.
Yes, we do. And I want to thank everybody, Jewel. We've got a bunch of people already in the chat room that's ready to listen. And also for everybody, especially all of our Facebook fans and folks that listen to us on Twitter that are out there listening. Again, we really do appreciate you guys taking the time to listen. So, Jewel, I really kind of want to start off with you and give you a lot of voice in what I wanted to talk about tonight. And it was so fitting because for you guys that follow Jewel, she wrote a letter on Facebook, and it's called Embrace You, A Note from Jewel. And basically, Jewel, I'll let you go ahead and talk about what you wrote in that letter and why it was important, because a lot of points that you made in there, I think all of us women can take a lesson from that tonight.
Well, it's funny how, you know, as these birthdays approach and you go and reflect about where you are, where you thought you'd be, did you meet the goals and all that, I thought it would be really fun to kind of get to know the people that follow me and that I've met, you know, all the great people that I've met through Facebook and through Twitter, and just in general that I've known over the years. You know, you make acquaintances, but people don't really get to know you because everything is moving so fast. So I thought I'd do that and then really invite women to take the opportunity to reflect on their own lives and embrace everything about themselves, because it's just a powerful thing, and it gives you a different outlook on life altogether.
Yeah, it does. And I'm not going to read the entire letter, but I just want to read a couple of things, Jewels, and I want you to reflect on that period when you wrote that and what were you thinking. So part of it, she says, by 30, I had a decent handle on being a wife, a mother, and the NFL. I wanted to stop on that because I've gotten a lot of emails from women when you and I have talked before who are very interested in your life and how you were able to handle being a wife, a mother, and also with your husband, Dale Green, playing for the Washington Redskins, and just your role of being in the limelight as an NFL wife.
Well, it's a really interesting thing that, you know, you look at the game and you think, you know, most of the spectators see it as a Sunday thing. And it's so much more than that. And just really getting a grip on how much your life changes overnight once you become a part of that legacy group that lasts forever. It's like it's like an eternal fraternity and sorority. You're connected to these people forever. There are a lot of trials and tribulations. You really grow up with them. You know, being a young wife, like I said in the letter, I got married at 19. I was just a few months shy of my 20th birthday. So by 30, I had been not only married, but a player's wife for 10 years when most people have come and gone through the league.
Mm-hmm.
So to really be able to handle, you know, all the everything from coach changes to having friends that you really bond with and grow love, and then they leave. And, you know, most of my closest friends are all scattered all over the country because of the game. So it was really at a point where I thought I have a handle on it and could say, here are the relationships that are meaningful, the ones that I keep, and then the ones that I get rid of that were maybe not as positive as they should have been. So 30 is really a cleansing time, I think, for women in general. And it was just really interesting to reflect back on that.
Mm-hmm. And also, as we talk about that, I'm getting all these emails in. And, guys, thank you so much for your emails. There's a young lady in Chicago. We have Chicago in the house. Thanks for joining us. Leslie is her name. And Leslie wants to know, did you ever feel any type of pressure being the wife of Darryl Green?
I don't think I felt the pressure of being his wife as much as when you're in the midst of it. It's almost like being in a sorority, and the pressure you feel are from your sorority sisters because you've got a lot of things that are going on. So you feel pressure to, if you're not grounded in yourself, you can get lost in the midst of all the stuff because once you, it's really like, you know, you and your 50 people on this team, you all hit the lottery at one time. Everybody's trying to figure out what to do with themselves. It's really interesting because literally your whole life changes because of the finances alone. That part alone is a lot to handle at that young age. Mm-hmm. So now, you know, when I look at all these, you know, young players and people go, why do they do that? Or why do they do it? You can't imagine what it's like to be 23 and have everything. Yeah. And then you're already then trying to realize which relationships are good, which ones are pure. I mean, it's a lot of purging that most people never have to experience.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of that, I'm getting another email in, and this young lady, this is the same young lady, Leslie from Chicago, and she's listening because she's asking questions about you purging, and she says, what kind of advice would you give to women, especially younger women? I guess Leslie seems like she's 27 years old, about purging relationships and how should you do that? Is there ever a good time or a bad time? And just any advice on getting rid of relationships that's toxic. And also, she says, should you feel bad about doing that, your opinion?
I really think that any time that you realize that once you do a cleansing look at a relationship and go, is this positive? Do I give something positive to them, and do they give something positive to me? Is it a relationship that's beneficial on both ends? And if it's not, then it may need to leave. Now, there are relationships that are acquaintances that may be just business. That's a whole different thing. But even in that, you know, relationships that mean, even in a business sense, are they looking out for my best interest too? Are we working at this together? Because, again, you know, we talked about this, how nobody can take anything that's really yours. But if you feel like you're even in the midst of that where you've got the strife, get rid of it. It's not worth it because it's just not positive, and you want some positive light.
Yeah, that's a very, very good word. So I think the main thing that I just got out of that is that if it's, you know, if you're looking at that situation, it's not positive and it's causing you more harm and pain than it is, then it's not worth being around. Just
absolutely.
Yeah. So it sounds like just go ahead and move on to the next person. So also continuing in the letter, you say, the big 40, finally time to shine, my time to be comfortable in my skin. Talk a little bit about that. What did you mean by being comfortable in your own skin?
I think, you know, when we are in the 20s and the 30s, you're still evolving. You're still trying to figure out, you know, what you want to be, who you want to be, what you want to look like. And I think I was thinking even more about the look part. When you are in your 20s, you're not even thinking about that. You're just happy to be you. And at 30, you kind of figure out, well, I need to maybe tweak this and I need to tweak that. At 40, you go, it is what it is, and I'm happy with that. Let me embrace that. I will never be 5'9". So let's move on. Let's not think about that constantly. I'm not going to look at Giselle and go, oh, my God, why didn't I? It doesn't matter.
Buy
the heels and work it out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's funny because I actually feel the exact same way. And I don't know what happened with me and when it happened. But also, I just remember one day thinking, you know what? You know, this is who I am. This is how my parents got together, and this is how I turned out. This is what God created. So it is what it is. So just, you know, keep on moving, because I used to get teased a lot when I was a kid and also in high school and junior high school, and people would call me a horse mouth because, you know, I've got a pretty big smile, and I guess, I don't know, might have big teeth or something. I don't know. But it's
right.
So funny now looking back on all those years of being miserable with people teasing me, and now the first thing that people say is, oh, you have such a beautiful smile. I love your smile, Victoria. So I was able to kind of take something like that was really negative for me and that really gave me heartache and turn it into something positive.
Well, it's really interesting. I was talking to a girlfriend about that the other night, and I said, you know, the main things that when we're in the midst of being teased or ridiculed about that thing that really bothers us, and it probably didn't even start bothering us until they brought it to our attention in the first place. But the real reason they did was because there was something about it that they liked. But when you're young and impressionable, you can't grasp that. And, you know, it takes some time to really say, you know, it, what, they didn't say that because, you know, it was like something God-awful. It was something that they liked or that they wanted that they didn't have. It's a reversal psyche. It's crazy, but that's what it is. I said, she said to me, she goes, you have hips, and a lot of times you never really show what you really look like underneath that. And I said, you know why? Because I remember being in high school and college and girls going, wow, you are endowed, thinking, oh my God, I got to cover that. And if I cover it, you won't know. But today I go, I like my curves. I don't think I'd want to be, I love who I am. Forget it. It is what it is. But she said the very thing. Yeah. And she said the thing that's about that is she goes, I wish I had them. She says, but I could imagine if I was in high school, I'd have mentioned that to you on a regular basis because I don't have hips.
Okay.
And it was like an epiphany for me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That does make sense. And you are very right about when you talked about the only reason why that I was even brought aware of the fact about my teeth was because someone else brought that to my attention. It was something that I'd never thought about.
Absolutely.
You know, my teeth was just a part of my body, like my arms and my legs and anything else that I just simply never, ever thought about that. And ladies, for those of you that are joining us, again, Jewel Green is joining us, and she's going to be with me on a regular basis once a month, certainly if her time permits, on At Home with Victoria. So feel free to just kind of follow me and her on Facebook, and I sure you will let you know when we're going to be on the air. But tonight we're just kind of talking about women and women in general. I got the idea that I wanted to focus some shows on women as it deals with health, family, friends, and work and all that good stuff, just for us to have some discussions about it. So it was just wonderful. On Saturday, Jewel wrote a letter, and it talked about Embrace You, and there are all these wonderful things that she talked about in that letter, which is what we're talking about. And I just kind of thought after reading it myself that was kind of fitting to sort of just kind of follow that letter and have this conversation tonight, just because there were so many points that she brought up in there. And we have a young lady who is joining us, and she is from the Chesapeake area in Virginia. Jewel, she says that she is a mother of three kids, and she says, I guess she follows you on Facebook, and she says she remembers seeing one of your statuses that said, it's almost 6 o'clock time for your husband to come home. Make sure you look nice. And she says that she wanted to thank you for saying that because she feels like in today's society, a lot of women would never actually come out of their mouth to say you should look nice for your man. So I wanted to pass that along.
Oh, that's exceptional. And, you know, it was funny. I was getting ready for girls on the way home, and I just finished dinner, and I said, I make sure that every time he walks through the door, I look like somebody that's refreshed and is excited about seeing him. And I said, I need to tell women that because they don't – a lot of times you get in this mundane rut and you let your kids take over your life and you kind of lose yourself. Well, he didn't get lost because he didn't spend the day with them, so you've got to make sure that you don't either.
Right, and I definitely agree with you on that. But I think what her point was that she was trying to say, and at least I feel like in today's society that's not something that – you know, sort of a lot of women, you know, will say or publicly want to say to make sure you look nice for your man or make sure you look nice for your guy when he comes home. And I just personally think that is really important because the fact of the matter is if you're not looking nice for him, you're not cooking dinner, you're not taking care of the house, you're not doing those things that I believe that, you know, we as women do and love to do, then there's always somebody out there who would probably be willing to do it for you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, we in the NFL, we used to tease all day and go, the girls that are at the front desk look perfect all day. Now, if he comes home and you're, you know, not to say that you have to go through hoops, but don't let yourself just go because you're setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah.
You're not being realistic.
Exactly. I definitely agree with that. And you know what, the main point too, and the way that I feel about that, it's nice to be presentable to your partner, but at the same time, I always feel like if I'm having a bad day or something's going on, if I kind of fix myself up, it actually makes me feel better as a person too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and that's, you know, a lot of it is, for me, it's more than just fixing up for him. I'm fixing up for myself the minute I step out of my bedroom. I have done what I needed to do so that I can always be uplifted all during the day. Because you're right, it is a state of mind. If you have kind of just go, oh, I'm just going to stay in the sweats all day, your personality reflects that. And like I said, not to say that you know, need to have on lipstick 24 hours a day, but it definitely does something for your psyche when you go through the trouble to fix yourself up and encourage yourself. It's about you.
Absolutely, I agree with you. And speaking about you, there's another part in the letter, and I love this, Jill. This really tickled me so much. And she says, my time to be taken seriously, my no is no, and my yes is yes. I don't feel compelled to please people. I don't feel the need to surpass. And you talked about the financial blessings and so on and so forth. But I love that when you said no means no and yes means yes.
Oh, you know, because I think we really live in a society that's based so much on manipulation that people go out of their way to figure out different angles to get you to do what they need you to do. And you've got to stand firm on what your gut was about everything and just let it be, and it's okay. Because that relentlessness that they have, they will move on to something else and somebody else. And then, so you can't feel always compelled to go, oh, well, you know, I want to make sure that everybody's happy. How about make sure you're happy? Because the people that do that the most are always the last ones to really get taken care of at the end of the day, and it's just not worth it.
Yeah, that is true. And again, if you're joining us, the lovely lady that you're speaking to is Jewel Green. She is a mother, a wife, a businesswoman, CEO, and founder of Posh Couture. So Google that, and that'll catch you up to date on her life and her business life and what she's doing. We do have a question. This is from New Jersey, so I want to welcome anybody who's listening from the state of New Jersey. This is a young lady recently married. She, congratulations. She said she got married about 3 or 4 weeks ago, so she's back from her honeymoon.
Oh, exciting.
And, yes, I know. And she says, Jewel, that she does follow you on Facebook, and she admires you. And she says her main question to you is that they're thinking about starting a family and having kids, and was that difficult for you in the marriage, I guess, when your kids came along?
Now, I think we were very excited to start a family because we, you know, again, like I said, in the football world, everything is kind of accelerated. So it was a great time because all of my friends, we were all having children at the same time, so it was very exciting. And I realized that, you know, early on that there is never a time where you feel like, okay, everything's taken care of, we're ready. You're never really ready to commit yourself to another human for life as a mother. It's a, you know, so you just do it, and you become this incredible person that's the sole caretaker for somebody, and it's nothing more incredible than that. And you just flow with it. But I love doing it young. I knew that I was the person that needed to have children early so that I could, on this side, do what I'm doing now. So it worked out perfectly.
That's wonderful. And I wanted to mention this to you, Jewel, because when I was reading your note, I thought about this when you talked about your family. One thing that I always like to do, I always like to watch people with their children and when they're around their own family just to get a sense of how they treat them.
Mm-hmm.
And ladies, I have to tell you this, the couple of times that I have had the fortune to hang out with Jewel and be at her functions, is it Joy, is your youngest daughter? I think Joy is
yes.
The one that's always, yeah, she's got those beautiful big eyes like her dad. Yeah, so Joy,
yes.
I've had the chance to meet Joy, and Joy was there. And it was just a brief exchange. The first time I was at your home for Party with the Purpose, the vendors and stuff came over. And is it that the honesty bracelet, Jewel, that you like? It was a bracelet that Joy had. And there were a couple people in the foyer. You were saying goodbye to them. My brother was standing on one side, and I was there. And your daughter Joy came in, and she was so excited because she had taken the bracelet and she put it on. Do you remember this? And she wanted you
to see. Absolutely.
Yeah, she wanted you to see what it looked like. But I remember sitting there and just watching that really brief exchange, and it really touched me so because you were so – I could see it in your face. She was really excited that she had that bracelet on and it looked really pretty on her. But you as a mother, you were so excited that she was excited, and it was just this kind of brief moment that the two of you shared. And it was just so cool for me to just sit there and watch that. It was just the coolest thing. So
thanks.
Yeah, so I say that to say is that if you ladies have ever had a chance to be around Jewel and her daughters around, or just her family and close friends in general, it's kind of like you're very busy, you're doing your thing, but at the same time, when Joy came and she stopped you for that second, it was like your whole world revolved on her and that bracelet for that amount of time that needed to be, and that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun together. We've incorporated them, all the business things that we do, so they could, you know, kind of get a sense of what it means to kind of do your own thing. And, you know, they learn to live with the football thing because, like I said, most kids are our, you know, elementary school when their parents are done, or, you know, mine were in high school, which made it be very different. So they got to understand, you know, the game as a business. Mm-hmm. And it was really fun to teach them how to, you know, how to be social and just how to network. So, and just to be excited about the things that we give excitement to. So we have a lot of fun with that. And then my older daughter, I'm sure you've seen her as well, and she is the business side. She's actually left last week to head to law school. She's in New Orleans at Loyola and very excited about that. But she's the one that, you know, even when we did Sex and the City, she'd come to me every 5 minutes, okay, we need to do this now, we need to do this. I mean, she's very business, which is really, you know, you need all those people to help you keep the whole thing moving. So it's really fun.
Yes. Actually, I think at one point I was getting ready to do an interview, and she kind of got my attention because we needed to get some of the ladies outside as one of the theaters was going to be letting out. And I happened to be up there on the sort of high rise, and she got my attention to ask me to help to, you know, to get some of the people outside of the building. But, yeah, no, you're certainly right about that. And then I had the chance to meet your son when I had the chance to interview him at the party for the Purpose at the Ritz-Carlton. And I just remember we were kind of laughing about something, and I thanked him for coming over. So I think I said something like, so what do you think about your mom and this whole thing that's going on right here? And he kind of stopped, and he kind of looked at me. He was like, he goes, my mom is something to the effect that he said, you were awesome, or kind of like he was saying to me, what are you asking me that for? Of course, it's my mom. And it was so funny that even our camera guys started laughing, and we had to kind of stop and get ourselves together because, you know, his attitude was like, lady, are you kidding me? Jules, she's my mom. Of course she's going to put something together like this. What else would anybody expect? I thought that was so cute.
Oh, he's a ball of energy. He's Daryl and I complete together is hilarious. He's the entrepreneur. He's the networker. He does everything, and we just kind of sit back and laugh at him because it's the funniest thing. You know, he was on Twitter the other day, and somebody's asking him something because he's a ball player at UVA, and you know, trying to get a grip on that. And we're learning the college thing. All of the, you know, it's all new for us as well. And he just finally said, you know what? If all these people, he's got like 600 people to follow me. He goes, if you don't know my mother, then I just don't think I can make any of these connections. I'd at least go through her first. And I thought, oh my God, I've got another job. That's really funny.
One more.
I can take one more. It's okay.
Right, exactly. I love it. And speaking of connections and Twitter, just to let all of you know that Jewel is on Twitter as well as Facebook. So I'm sure if you go on there and type in Posh, is it Posh Couture on Twitter, Jewel?
Actually, on Twitter, it's Posh44.
Okay, Posh44, and then on Facebook, you can type in her name, or she's got this fabulous page where she's always giving tips about fashion, jewelry, and all that good stuff, and just tips in general, and that's Posh Girls, so you can also join her on there. And Posh Girls, I recommend that all of you join Jewel on there, because that's where you're going to be able to find all of her events that she's got going on, and sort of keep track of all the good things that she's doing. So basically, I'm a stalker, Jewel, a Posh event. So at least once a day, I have to go to your website just to see what's going on, just to let you know.
Oh, great, great. And, you know, every time we post something, I think of you. I'm thinking, she might like this. Well, you know, we'll throw up the Chanel videos or just something fun. You know, I love being able to scour the world for all the things that are fashion and new and hot and put it out there so you all don't have to search so hard to figure out what's going on. So you can go to that Posh Girl Events page and really just learn and see every new bag, the new shoes, whatever is hot for the summer, and just have a little fun window shopping. I think it's a fun thing.
And actually, I didn't get a chance to tell you at the Sex and the City event, which was a huge success, and thank everybody for coming out for that. But I got a chance to see all of the most of the clothes from the Sex and the City because on your page you had Carrie's Closet. So it was
Cool.
Yeah, it was really cool to go inside there and kind of see a lot of the clothes. Jill, we have Pastor Calvin inside the chat room. Miss PG is in the chat room, and also some guests. I always like to take the time just to thank our folks that are inside the chat room that are listening to you. And I know Miss PG has a show also on Blog Talk Radio. So Pastor Calvin, the guest, and Miss PG, thanks so much for taking the time to hang out with Jewel and I. And, again, we're really just kind of talking about women in general. I'm going to be doing a series of shows on women, health, fitness, and work, and all that good stuff. And Jewel wrote a letter called Embrace You on Facebook that I thought I thought I'd rather just focus the night on that because it was really just jewel fitting for what I wanted to, you know, to sort of kick this whole thing off. And you were, of course, just a great person to do that with. And I want to continue to read another, just another little thing about the letter where you say, at 45, I know without a doubt that I'm really good at it. I embrace it. I thank God for the gift of hospitality, which she certainly does have. I can tell you all that. And I think and that I get to shower women with it. And I just think that is so special because you really, really, really do have the gift of hospitality, but also just encouraging women in general. You very much do have that.
Well, it's been one of the most fulfilling things I've ever done, and I get so much enjoyment out of it. And just, I mean, you know, every time somebody asks a question or follows us on that page, I get excited because it's like I'm meeting somebody and I really feel like I can extend myself because I've got the time now in my life. This is what is supposed to be happening. And it's no greater way than to touch the world than through a woman and to be able to make her smile and feel empowered. And I think it's just, it's an amazing thing.
Absolutely. I do want to mention our friend Jewel, Cindy Block. Hi, Cindy. Cindy is...
Yeah.
Cindy is listening to us. I know we're gonna have to meet her in person one of these days and say hi.
Absolutely.
I know she was actually at one of our events, but this was before I think you and I really kind of got to know her online and follow her. But I can't believe we only have 3 minutes, so we've got one more question, and I guess we're gonna let Cindy have that question. Cindy says that your hair is fabulous, and I have not only Jewel heard this from Cindy. People always ask me, and I forget to ask me about your hair, that it's so beautiful. What's your secret to your hair?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, I go to one of the most incredible guys. He's awesome, not just because he's great with a blow dryer, but because he's really fast, because my time is always crazy and you know, just nuts. But he's actually in Sterling. It's called Hair Harmony. His name is Jalal, and he can do wonders with a roll brush like nobody's business. I mean, I never have to I don't have to use curling irons if I don't want to. I don't have to do any of that. He sets your hair with brushes, and I've never seen anybody be able to do that. So he does all these great things with his blow dryer, and then he leaves the brushes in for a few seconds and lets it set, and then he takes them out, and it lasts forever.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got it completely trained, and it's just amazing. But he's great,
yeah.
And he's the best colorist around.
Well, I always, I was kicking myself because I would have let you off the air tonight and totally forgot about it again, but every time I go places – and, you know, my fans and people that follow me, they're always just like, you've got to ask Jewel about her hair. Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh.
Her hair. Yeah, I'm telling you, I get this all the time. She has the best hair. And even when we did the Sex in the City and I had, you know, put some of the pictures up on Facebook, everybody was emailing me about your hair. So I'm finally glad. So tell us once again who your stylist is and where he's located.
His name is Jalal. He is in Sterling, Virginia. And the name of the salon is Hair Harmony. And he's the only owner of the shop. So you can call in and make an appointment. Just say you want to, the guy that does Jewel Green's hair, they totally know. People always coming in there because, I mean, I literally, it's no credit to me. It's him. He's like, I don't even ask him what color we're doing. He says to me, I'm going to make you a hot chick today. And when he says that, I know that means I'm getting ready to get some new color and I'm getting ready to be fabulous. And I tell him, and it's nothing like a guy who totally understands you. I'll go, you know, I've got some, the roots are serious. And he'll go, no, it's just in your mind. Just have a cup of coffee and I'm going to take care of it.
You are
a godsend.
I love it. Well, Jewel, thanks so much for joining us. I can't believe our 35 minutes is up already, but we'll get back with you again next month, or we've got something going on before then. I'm sure you'll be back on, and I always appreciate
absolutely. Oh, well, I love being on with you, and I'm so excited we got to spend some time with the ladies. It was great.
Yes, it was great. And again, thank you.
Take care.
And I want to thank everybody out there who took the time to listen. It's always amazing because the time goes by so fast when I'm on the air with Jewel. It seems like we start talking and then we're done. But hey, Ms. PG, I want to thank you so much for joining us, the guest, and also everybody out there who listens on follows me on Facebook, on Twitter, and on all the other social websites. So let's see, tomorrow I've got a show coming up, The Art of a Woman. It's a function taking place in D.C., and Miss Natasha is going to be here to talk about that. But in any event, thank you, everybody, for joining us, and I will talk to you later. Have a good week.